The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
If you're working too hard for not enough profit, you need to run to your phone and call Roger Bonino from Abacos. Roger works with business owners to increase profits by at least 68% per year and will help build a team to run the business for you so you can have time for yourself. Give him a call today at 281-937-7196 or go to www.abitcoach.com/Arbonino for a free coaching session and business analysis. Let Roger Bonino be your business advisor, making your success a reality.
Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Ask Coach Roger show. Today we're going to have a fantastic show. We've got a great guest, a friend and great networker and great businessman, Jay Gubert, who is going to be on the phone today and talk to us about his business, some of the great things he's done, and some of the places he wants to go. So, Jay, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Roger. Feel like I've been shot out of the cannon this morning, and we're flying high.
That's fantastic. So one thing I want to ask you to do, Jay, is tell our listeners a little bit about your business. Tell us, you know, what you do, and tell us how you do that for other businesses.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Well, if for those out there that don't know me, my name is Jay Gubert. I'm president of Virtual Tone. And what Virtual Tone is, it is a in-the-cloud communication solution. No more box in the closet for your phone system. So anywhere you have internet, you can have your phone system. So you're not limited to one location. You can be across town, across the state, or across the country. And you can connect and hire people, also called telecommuting, that normally you couldn't hire, for example, talent that was across the street or across the state or across the country. You can recruit those folks to without moving costs and having to sit in a physical office that will cost you more and more money. So in a nutshell, it's cloud communications delivered over any broadband connection. Now, it does a whole lot more than that, but I think we only have an hour and a half on the show, so we'll leave that brief description. How do I do that for businesses? Businesses usually either A, come to us or have seen or heard from us on the Coach Rogers show or possibly even Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And what we do is take their existing communications. Okay, we run right alongside of it, and when we're doing in transition to make it easier for those clients, so one phone system stops ringing, the other one starts, and they're on Virtual Tone. So I mean, seamless changeover, and after that, of course, you know, they can communicate seamlessly anywhere. It works with smartphones, home phones. There's tons of things that we can do with Virtual Tone, but once again, we only have a short period of time, so let me leave it at that, and we can tell everybody where to go see more about it later.
Excellent. Someone told me once that was the only phone service you'll ever need, guaranteed.
Absolutely. We guarantee that you can't outgrow us. Anywhere, like I say, once again, anywhere that you have virtual tone, you have your phone system, so all you need is broadband internet.
Interesting you talk about using this to help acquire the right employees, because that's one of the things that I coach business owners to do, is to get employees to do things for them so that they don't basically own a job. So tell me a little bit about your business, a little bit more. Like, how, do you have a team of employees, Jay?
Absolutely. We have a great team of employees. I can I try to keep my pulse, of course, on everything that goes on. You know, it's one of those things that if you have a good system, you can do that, and we do. We have a great system. And I can tell you on a daily basis that I see allocates coming from customers that my employees do work for, and they're praised on a daily basis. I mean, it's really a great feeling to see that the customers stay happy and the technicians and the service people that are taking care of our clients are happy, because not only are they happy where they are, but, you know, we use Virtual Tone here. I mean, even though we have an office, guess what? I'm the last man in the office with the exception of some billing people, and everybody gets to work, you know, work from their home office, and it's been great. We've been doing this since actually 2003, 2004. Mm-hmm. It was commercially viable, and I can tell you that once it caught on, you know just as well as I do that we're seeing it again. But as those gas prices rise up, you know, those employees are getting raises without even walking out the door, and they really appreciate that.
So tell me a little bit about that. So why don't you do everything yourself, Jay? Why did you hire employees to help you out?
Well, like any good businessman knows, you have to have a great team in order to grow and go forward. If I thought I could do everything at the push of a button, that might be one story, but it takes a great team. It takes technicians. It takes installers. It takes our router people. It takes all of the different folks that make up Virtual Tone. It takes a great team to accomplish great things. So, you know, the old adage, you know, it's hard to soar with the eagles when we work with turkeys. Well, you know, turkeys can't get you off the ground. That's why there's nothing but eagles on our team. And I can tell you it's a very selective process. You know, even though that we may advertise and go out for jobs when they come available, I can tell you that the scrutiny is, you know, it goes a long way. Not only do we do online, but in personal interviews, but it goes beyond that. Because if you don't fit within the squadron of eagles, then we just don't hire them. I mean, everybody on our team is willing to make the extra effort, and that's what's mm-hmm. unique about the culture of Virtual Tone, is the fact that just because it's not your job doesn't mean you can't help,
right,
or attempt to help if somebody's overloaded. So it's a really great camaraderie here, and I can tell you that. I've sat down personally in meetings where we were reviewing some things, and was gladly overwhelmed about the team and camaraderie that goes on. You know, because we don't get together on a often basis. We just try to get together in order to just have some FaceTime, because we usually don't have it. However, we do conference calls, we mm-hmm. do video, we do all of those other things. But, you know, but it's able to keep that culture and that team spirit all the way through.
So would you say that you hire for attitude? Is that a big component of? Because one of the things I coach my many of the business owners that I work with is hire for attitude and then train for skills, and most people get that backwards. And unfortunately, when you hire just for skills and then think you can train for attitude, I've rarely, if ever, seen that work.
I would have to agree with you, Roger. I mean, you know, the employee's attitude can make or break whether he has skills or not.
Right. So do you have, at Virtual Tone, obviously I'm certain that you have a good operations and training manual. And if you have that where you have all your employees know what their jobs are, what would you tell another business owner if they say, well, why should I put together a job description for my employees?
They have to know what their job is to start with. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. yes, you can throw them out there, and yes, they might see some needs in other places, But on a day-to-day basis, what is their job? What do they need to be doing on a day-to-day basis? I mean, yes, ours is somewhat specialized. We have say, okay, this is your task. This is what you do. If this is what we require of you on a daily basis. And oh, by the way, if somebody falls, if somebody is falling behind in some task, and you can help, this is your secondary. This is your, so on and so forth. So we have different levels of what to take care of. This is your primary job. Mm-hmm. You take care of this first before you do anything else. But I think it's very important, because if somebody doesn't have direction, at least enough direction to be self-directed at that point, then you're kind of only have one oar in the water and you're going in a circle.
Excellent. Now, in terms of is some of your employees pay at risk if they don't perform as expected?
I'm sorry, pay at risk?
In other words, do you have a performance incentive? How are your employees incented to go the extra mile, to do a little bit of extra work? Because what we find is that most employees are paid, people will do exactly what you pay them for. And that could be good or bad.
Well, let's go back to one of the first items that we talked to about, attitude. I try to find the employee with the right attitude.
Uh-huh.
Because whether you're working by yourself or with a team,
right?
You know, the attitude makes all the difference. So you're asking me, how do I incentivize them to have that attitude? I don't. They either have it when they come on board or they don't. I can't make somebody perform, whether it be for money, whether it be for honor, or whether it be for some sort of recognition. But I can tell you that they are recognized, and that at the end of the day, they understand if the company does well, they do well. So if you're asking me as far as getting them to outperform, they bring that with them, and that's what we look for when we hire somebody.
So recognition. So what do you do for recognition for your employees? If I were looking to work for Virtual Tone, what kind of recognition might I expect if I do a good job?
Well, annual, of course, pay is one thing, of course.
Yeah.
But the other things that we do for employees is it's the toy factor, because we're in the technology field. So the toy factor is, hey, we're thinking about what can we do with an iPad? Whoop. Here's some iPads. They got iPads.
Right.
We're thinking about doing something with smartphones. Whoop. There's smartphones. You know.
Right.
So we hand those things out. And they love, and you got to understand, it's a completely different culture than, say a plumber or an AC guy, okay? It's a completely different culture. It's a completely different, level of what, no disrespect to a plumber, because, matter of fact, plumbers are a necessity, just like these communications, okay? Everybody does a different job.
Yeah.
But in our culture, I would tell you that, they love the toys. They love the technology. They love learning and creating new things. And those are those attitudes that we try to make sure that we hire, so that when it comes times for rewards and things like that, hey, I got an employee says, it sure would be nice if I had an extra monitor on my desk. He's got it. No questions asked.
No, that's excellent. That's a good culture, Jay, because the research shows, and as much as people swear that money is a motivator, actually money is what's called a demotivator. What that means is that people are happy when they get, think about when you might have gotten a raise in your career, and you were happy maybe for a month or two, and then you started thinking about the next raise. So what happens is people need to be paid what they think they're worth, but then there needs to be something else that because you can't motivate people with more money. And I've heard this from business owners, and I'm happy to hear you say this, Jay, because some people, I've heard business owners say, well, I just pay my people more than everybody else. So that means that if somebody else comes and offers them a dime more, they're going to leave because that's the only thing keeping them there is the pay. And that
It's funny you should say that. In our last sit down meeting, we were all talking about, you know, clients and what we can do better and things of that nature. And something was brought up about a client that had offered one of my technicians a job. I said, well, this is the first I've heard of it. He said, well, let me tell you how the conversation went. He says, what would it take to get you to come to work for me? He said, well, let me stop you right there. There's no amount of money that you could make me leave this job. And I said, you know, I kind of swole up at that point. I said, well, I'm really glad to hear that I had somebody that says they like their job that much that no amount of money would make them move.
Outstanding.
And the other thing is that he was waiting till he saw me face to face to tell me this, because he felt that it was important to let me know that somebody was trying to pull my employees away. And don't get me wrong, it's a good thing,
yep.
And it's a bad thing. It's bad that, you know, you got people that are, you know, coming after your people. But it's an honor to hear that from an employee that, you know, I don't care what he pays me, I'm not going anywhere. And it's kind of like, whew, you know, great employee. I don't want anything to happen. And, you know, and I can tell you that I've been told this more than once. I mean, it's about we have a great culture. With Virtual Tone, they get to work from home. Do you know how much family time that adds to your day? No more hour commute in the morning, hour commute in the afternoon.
Right.
When your kids come home or they go to school, you get to see them off. You get to be there all the time. There's not that big family piece that's missing, because in all reality, you know, we have to work so much harder nowadays to get more accomplished. If we can do that in a home or family setting, you know, the family unit stays together, and of course, mm-hmm. You know the old adage, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
Right. Excellent.
So whatever you can do to keep mama happy.
Now, do you have regular team conference calls or regular team meetings?
Yes, that's an absolute must. Actually, every team has meetings, and then we have department heads that do crossovers on all the meetings. For example, you know, the COO and the CTO are involved with everything tech, and they cross over into sales, so that way the sales and the tech are always communicating, so that everything is flowing between the two, because those are the two that have to work together on a daily basis.
Outstanding. Because one thing that I would tell you, that people working from home is great, but you need a good regular team meeting. Because if you don't have that, what we find is people, they tend to, how should we say? Well, what happens to many business owners, correct? They tend to wander in their commitment. And that's because time gets away from them. So working from home does take a special type of person. And the second thing we find is that if people don't know what's expected out of them, and that is they think, well, I can just work from home and I'll just do whatever, and there's no meetings to help them understand where the team is going, where the company is going, what they'll tend to do is they'll start to wander and stray from the company's core mission. The most effective meetings are just easy meetings in which because meetings get a bad rap, don't they? I mean, people think, and bad meetings are terrible. If you have a meeting just to give people status updates, that's okay. But what we recommend to people is use a meeting to help people take roadblocks out of their way. And if you have a meeting and you can help take roadblocks out of people's way, and you can keep them committed, then you're doing the right thing. So let's go to a commercial, and when we get back, I actually want to talk a little bit more about where Virtual Tone is going.
You can project a professional image regardless of your size.
Excellent.
Whether you're just starting or a small business, it's powerful to project a big company image to build credibility with your new prospects. Virtual Tone has a package to give you that confident presence you need. You can have a big company image over the phone and on the internet with one package. Everything you need now and in the months and years to come. Virtual Tone includes a robust, expandable package of business tools and features that will help your business grow. Your package is full of powerful business tools, which include phone system with phone lines that's ready to expand when you are, web hosting, including blog up to 25 websites, email system with filters and security, popular contact management system, absolutely the only communication system your business will ever need, guaranteed. Virtual Tone Entrepreneur Packages, starting for only $99.97 monthly.
If you're working too hard for not enough profit, you need to run to your phone and call Roger Bonino from AvoCoach. Roger works with business owners to increase profits by at least 68% per year and will help build a team to run the business for you so you can have time for yourself. Give him a call today at 281-937-7196 or go to www.avocoach.com/Arbonino for a free coaching session and business analysis. Let Roger Bonino be your business advisor, making your success a reality.
All right, we're back. Jay, you there?
I'm here.
All right, excellent. So now my big question for you, Jay. You got a great company. You've really built this up. So what's your long-term vision of Virtual Tone? Where do you want to go with Virtual Tone?
I wouldn't mind being the third largest communication solution in the United States.
So that's your BHAG, big, hairy, audacious. The word is audacious. Goal.
That would be correct.
Amazing. So, and right now, what cities are you in?
As far as being able to offer services, we hit 97% of the United States currently.
Excellent.
When you ask me how many cities are we in, we can just about cover all of those, with the exception of something maybe very rural. In most cases, if we don't have it, we can get them something close. It really just depends on on the business's situation. Of course, broadband internet is the key to all of this. So we have to be able to have broadband available to that region. And of course, the country continues to grow and grow, so that it's more it's being spread all the time. Of course, continue to grow the team in the right direction, just to have enough forethought to know the next step before it gets here. I mean, I'll give you an example of that. I have a national sales director that I've already got my sights set on, and I hope him to be here in probably the next 90 days.
Fantastic. So if I'm in Tacoma, Washington, and I saw SKL Services and I wanted to get Virtual Tone, you would find a way to deliver that to me.
Absolutely. I actually have a relationship with 42,000 plus boots on the ground that are throughout the United States that I can have Virtual Tone deployed just about anywhere.
Fantastic. So you're hiring a salesperson, and that person is going to be stationed here, but the idea is, so what was, if someone says to themselves, okay, how do I know if someone is a prospect for Virtual Tone? What are they saying? I know you describe what your service is, and I know you describe what are they saying?
What are they saying as far as as far as are they a good fit for Virtual Tone?
Right.
A lot of we do a lot of work for all service type companies. An example of that is plumbing, AC, HVAC, of course. Not only that, but professional service as well: doctors, lawyers, CPAs, financial institutions, businesses with multiple locations, franchises. I mean, the list can go on and on. We do call centers, of course, inbound call centers. We really don't have a not fit for any one type of business. You know, I actually have entrepreneurs that will use the system that is actually one person, and the reason why they want to use it is because it makes them sound like a professional business. We have a professional studio that can do recordings for them. For example, when calls come in, you know, press 1 for sales, press 2 for this, press 3 for that. And even though, it might go to the same person.
Right.
If they get it off the ground, Roger, you know just as well as I do, is that, you know, growth could be overnight, over the next week, over the next month. And with Virtual Tone, all it is, you know, they buy another phone, they hook it to the system, and they're up and running, and they have a brand new employee.
Excellent. So when you, I know you've been working, and you know what's great is you believe in the value of having a coach, and you've worked with a coach, Mr. James Dutton, to work on your unique selling proposition and guarantee, and as well as your marketing. And what would you tell someone if they say, well, okay, boy, you know, you sound like a really smart businessman, Jay Gubert. Why would you even need a coach?
Well, I can always sharpen my skills. I can always be a little bit better. I can have a better delivery in either what I say or what I do or how we do it. So the day that you think I'm too good for this is the day that, you know, you might start failing. So you definitely... you definitely want to hone your skills on a daily basis. A coach does that. It also gives you another perspective. Rather than working in the business, work on the business. So, you know, even though you have to be in the trenches sometimes, you like to look from it or above and be able to guide the company where it needs to go rather than just be working on day-to-day problems.
Excellent. Now, what would you say right now is I'm going to ask you to tell me the best part for you of owning your business. What do you like best about being a part of Virtual Tone?
I like the freedom, of course, to be able to come and go and be able to do the things that I like to do, which is, you know, enjoy time with my kids. I work, you know, I can go to the office or I can work from home. I like the advantage of being able to have great people behind me that I don't when I do want to leave and do something else and enjoy myself at something leisure, that I've got a great team to back me up. And you know, if they have a problem or issue that they can't handle, they let me know, and I can assure you that there's very little that they can't handle. So they take care of pretty much everything. So I mean, it's fabulous. I mean, it's very comforting. I'm very relaxed. We have a lot of fun. That's part of the culture of Virtual Tone, is the fact that, you know, everybody loves what they're doing, and you know, when you do that, you know, a great team comes together.
I like what you just said, because you like to fish, right? You enjoy fishing.
Yeah.
And one thing, I'm going to give a preview, although my newsletter is coming out in about 20 minutes for people, which, by the way, if people want to get on my newsletter, all they need to do is email me at rboneno@advocoach.com, and I'll add you to the newsletter. But what I say today is fire your best employee. And the reason I'm telling people to fire their best employee, I'm not going to spoil it because I don't have the 1,000 people listening right now yet, But the reason you should fire your best employee, because for most business owners, that is the owner. And one thing I've noticed about you, Jay, is you do well, is that you trust your team. Now, how did you say...
It's a must. Definitely a must, Roger.
So when you started your company, and you actually basically... Tell us a little bit more about how you started SKL Services, and what was that transition like for you?
It was exactly like you say. You had to fire the owner, so I fired the owner early on. So actually, Virtual Tone and SKL Services came from a Christian-based hosting company. Strictly mm-hmm. web hosting, server hosting, managed services, and things of that nature. And Virtual Tone was born out of the fact that we had an office that nobody ever came to. And mm-hmm. in order to be more cost efficient, we came up with a way, which how Virtual Tone was born, so to speak, for all of the employees to be able to work from home. The challenge was to be able to do it in a seamless manner where the customers would know that we weren't in our office.
Right.
So once we proved the technology and let everybody go and work from home, then you know that was the first great expense that we didn't have to incur anymore. And what we did is we took that expense and plowed it back into the company. And not only that, but guess what? Everybody got a raise. They didn't have to spend money on fuel, on dry cleaning, on all the things, all the wear and tear on your vehicle, tires, oil changes. I have one employee that teases me about the fact that he bought a brand new pickup and he's got hardly any miles on it, and he's sure hoping that he gets it broke in before it's 5 years old.
That's interesting. That's good to hear. So it sounds to me like the original idea wasn't for SKL Services to do what you're doing now, but it came out of being aware of the an alert to what your business was doing and an opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, it all boiled down to economics for us. What can we do better and better serve our employees, better serve the company, and better serve the bottom line at the end of the day? Can we save money by working at home? Can the employees still be as productive as necessary? Can we still be creative and continue what we've started? And the answer to that is yes, because of Virtual Tone and the ability to to sit here and have conference calls and video calls and all of the things that that are necessary in order to maintain that business and that culture.
Great, excellent. Well, let's go to our brief commercial, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about Virtual Tone.
Fantastic.
Are you a small business owner who is overwhelmed? Does your business have strategies and policies in place to ensure stability? How do you keep track of your employees? Building and maintaining a proper human resource system is very necessary in order to avoid disputes and problems in the long run. Running your own business does not have to feel like a juggling act. TWG Business Services gives you the solutions to streamline your business, allowing you to focus on what you do best, running and growing your business. Contact us today for your free online listing and business analysis. Go to www.twgbusinessservices.com or give us a call at 281-392-2098. If you're working too hard for not enough profit, you need to run to your phone and call Roger Bonino from Abaco. Roger works with business owners to increase profits by at least 68% per year and will help build a team to run the business for you so you can have time for yourself. Give him a call today at 281-937-7196 or go to www.advocoach.com/Arbonino for a free coaching session and business analysis. Let Roger Bonino be your business advisor, making your success a reality.
All right, are we back?
We are back.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you brought up an interesting point we were talking about. And in terms of developing leaders. One of the things we try to teach our, I try to teach business owners is that they need to have a leadership development plan so that they can develop the right leaders and get people to basically run the business for them. Is how do you develop leaders within Virtual Tone? How do you identify and then develop them?
Well, it goes right back to the original thing that we talked about, is the attitude of the person that you hire. If you have that right person, you're going to have that right person that you can get to step up. I can tell you that that's just happened in the past couple of weeks. Is, you know, we've talked about, you know, let's go out there and maybe look at adding somebody to the team. But, you know, before we do that, let's talk to the team and say, okay, somebody want to, you know, this is what we're thinking about. Who wants to step up? Well, you know what? There was a show of hands. I had plenty of people wanting to step up. You know, give us more. We're hungry. We're hungry to do more and keep the team strong without having to go outside. You know, promoting within is a great confidence builder and team builder. I see that on an ongoing basis. I mean, you know, bringing somebody new in, there's always, you know, that awkwardness. Are they going to fit? Are they going to do what they're supposed to do? Are all of those things that go along with that. When you promote with within, you know what you have.
So how do you know if they've got the right attitude when you hire them?
I would, it's a process. I mean, you know, our culture is much different. Is the fact that our techs are they're tech to the core. I mean, they they hunger for new information about what can we, you know, how can we improve our product? How can, you know, they love to tinker. They love to, to do things. You know, they're all tech all the time. In other words, they're the type of person that instead of go to the mall, they'd rather be playing games or doing something on a computer. That's their fun thing to do. Yes, they do. You know, they like to do other things, but I'm telling you, those are their passions. So, how do you get that right person? I mean, it's a culture thing. I mean, it's unlike anything that I've ever seen, because I haven't always been in this type of business. I mean, you know, if you're in a manual labor business, I can tell you that, you know, you get a guy that wants to come to work and wants to, you know, that really enjoys that, being with other people and working with their hands. I mean, it's the same thing. They really have to want and love to do that. That's what their passion is. So how do I find that person? In most cases, we try to identify it up front and by just personality and testing and things of that nature. But in most cases, you know, we hope we've made the best decision. And as they're coming through the ranks, you know, we continue to reassess at all times.
So do you do testing? Do you do a personality profile test?
We do several different types of tests, but yes, that's one of them.
That's excellent. That's interestingly enough, because many business owners don't realize the value of those things. They think, well, it's a little intrusive. And trust me, I'm a business coach, but I'm not a psychologist, and I have no idea how that psychological or the profiling tests work. I just know they do with my clients. And when you bring on a new employee, do you ever give them a test drive or a probationary period?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone gets a probationary period. They have a 90-day probationary period in order to prove themselves. Because if they're not a good fit, we have to tell them. I mean, you're not working out. You're not a good fit for the company. And I think, and you know in your heart that you know you're not, because you're not going to be happy here. And it's just one of those situations where, you know, we thought we had all the right criteria, but at the end of the 90 days, it's just it's not working out, and sometimes we know it's not working out even sooner. I mean, you know, what people present to you on paper versus what happens in real life is sometimes two things.
Right, right. And that's a good thing you do, because one of the things that we find many business owners do, and I've actually used this with clients, what I've said to them is, if you want to give to charity, then send a check to the homeless shelter. And that sounds kind of harsh, but it's not fair to your other employees. It's not fair to you as the company, and it's not fair actually to that employee if you keep them on because you feel sympathy for them. You can feel empathy, and that's great. And as a Christian myself, I will tell you that it is never pleasant to have an employee come on and not fit. But it's worse if you drag that on for a long time. And that's why we actually recommend that our clients do what you say, is have that period where they have to find their niche, find their fit. Just because it's fair, it's actually fair to all concerned. And I'll tell you a story. This happened when I was in the corporate world. We had a guy at Shell who was in accounting, and he had started as accounting, and it was just not working out so they ended up letting him go, and he ended up becoming a teacher. And I saw him for the first time after about 10 years, a few weeks, several months ago, and he was as happy as could be teaching. So sometimes you're doing the person a favor if it's not the right fit. Besides, it brings
to
the morale of your team.
Yeah, both of you are going to be miserable.
Right, exactly. So great. Now, in terms of your marketing plan or your salesperson. So you had a sales team on the ground, correct?
That's correct.
And so why should if you were giving advice to a business owner, which is what I do when we talk about hiring salespeople, you know, some business owners are afraid to hire salespeople, but what would you hire salespeople for one thing? Because they'll never say it the way you want them to say it. Is that true, or can you make that happen?
We can always give them guidelines. You can't be in in their pocket all the time and be able to monitor everything that they do. But at the end of the day, if there's a poor reflection or they promise something that we can't deliver. It's very easy to find that out, because the next step after the sales process is the implementation process, and my installation text would pick up on that. And I can tell you that, that hasn't happened. I mean, everybody knows what we can deliver and what we can do, but at the same time, there's a double check for us. In other words, is that salesperson doing what they're supposed to do? Yes, the orders are, the quotes are going out. I mean, the other great thing about what you've asked about this salesperson is how do I make sure that they're doing right, is the fact that we track everything through a central CRM system, or customer relationship management. And so having a great system means having a great tool in order to gauge all of these things that we've talked about today. Now, we use a piece of software called ConnectWise. ConnectWise is specifically for the IT industry, and what we're able to do is we can track all the sales activities, all the marketing activities, all through the sales funnel, all the way through installation, through completion, and all the way through billing. So for us, we found a great tool, almost 4 years ago, in order for us to really ramp up what we do. So it really allows us to have exponential growth with that exponential problems in that growth.
No, that's great. You know, it's interesting. I know because you recommended ConnectWise to one of my clients, and they implemented it, and they really love it. So it's interesting you say that, because one of the things that I find when I run into many businesses, and actually pretty good-sized businesses, is that they, shockingly enough, they don't have any customer relationship management system. Their customer relationship management system is their Outlook email list. I know that doesn't Virtual Tone include a customer relationship management system?
Actually, it does. It includes Sugar CRM, which is including in the hosting package that comes with Virtual Tone. So if you have a client that is interested in Virtual Tone, then absolutely they get a customer relations management system directly with it. Not only that, the Virtual Tone will interface with the CRM in order to inbound call recognition and click-to-call features right out of the CRM. So have your headset on, have your mouse in front of you, have your notes, click their number, mm-hmm. And calling. Not all the wasted time to dial numbers and fidget around on notes and things of that nature. That way it's just another tool to help you gain a few more minutes, a few more hours a day rather than doing everything in a manual basis. Not only that, but hey, it's a great tool when a call comes in and it actually opens up the record for the client so that you can say, "Hi, Mr. Mm-hmm. Jones. I see here that we're working on, you know, your air conditioner today. How can we help you? Is that process going well?" And you know, just having that knowledge for a dispatcher or a triage person that's, you know, handling mm-hmm. the phones is a great tool. So just lots of great tools, lots of great features, and those are just a couple of small examples.
And
now,
and
one of the other
said,
things that go ahead.
Go on.
I was going to say, now we mentioned ConnectWise, and of course ConnectWise, that was one of the first integrations that we did because we used it, is the fact that inbound call recognition for clients, you know, to get to the screen that you can take care of them or get them a ticket open or solve their issue without having to say, okay, who's calling and what's your name and what's your company name? Well, all of that is instantaneous. So, and it gives the customer a feel, oh, they know me. That it's,
yes.
You know, I feel that closeness, even though, say, for example, you know, you're a small business today, but wouldn't it be great that when you grow to, you know, a couple thousand customers, for example, that you still can maintain that personal feel? Oh, Mr. So-and-so, how can I help you today? I see the last time that we visited with you was on a tune-up. Are you ready to schedule that again?
Interesting you say that, because, and you talk about a CRM and having all this closeness to customers, and I'll tell you, interestingly enough, as a business coach, when I run into business owners, one of the objections they might say to doing a customer relationship management system, having a good phone system like a Virtual Tone, you know, making sure that they're connected and understand all their follow-ups, they say, well, I can't afford it. And then we do the math. And the math, the coaching is what they'll easily see is they actually can't afford not to be able to track their prospects. They can't afford not to know, you know, who they need to follow up with, because that's probably costing them far more money than any dollars they would spend on a phone system. Interestingly enough, I had a client at one time, and she had a phone system. It was through this through her office, but what she didn't have was a CRM system. And so when we implemented a CRM system and she was able to start following up with leads, she then had, she thought she needed more leads, and all she needed actually was a system to follow up with the leads she had. And that's why what's nice about, I know what you do, is that you have it's not only a phone system, but it also includes a customer relationship management system, which if you're listening to this and you're a business owner and you don't have a customer relationship management system, well, you may as well just throw some dollars out the door, because you're probably losing out on a lot of business. You know, interesting, I'll tell you this, Jay, that as a business coach, I run into a lot of people, and most people are, I'll be frank, they're terrible at following up. They are terrible. I had someone got referred to me. I sent him an email. I said, I need your service, and never followed up. I sent another email, never followed up. Well, this person cost themselves some money. And because I was ready to buy. And that's very unfortunate. And probably because they don't have a good customer relationship management system. They're just following up whenever they think of it.
Yeah, I mean, so, you can only do so much with Outlook. I mean, our email mail client. I mean, you definitely need to go beyond. I mean, that's the only way you're going to grow your business is to add clients. And the only way to add clients is to make contacts. And the only way to make contacts is to reach out there to them in a timely manner.
Right. And that's good. So do you train people on how to use the CRM system when you install the, or how do they get trained? Let's say they're afraid of it because it's intimidating to them.
We have a third party that they can hire in order to go through that, and we have we definitely have some recommendations that we can give them. The CRM is included with the hosting package, but if they feel like they need some help with it beyond the documentation, we do have some folks that can help them with the implementation of that CRM.
Terrific. So what you're saying is, one, that you have that service for a client. And that's one thing I would suggest. Don't get wrapped up in your service without building strategic partners who might be able to serve your clients in ways that you don't. And that's a very simple thing, because that means so much to a client that you have these recommendations and you've built trusted partners, because otherwise they're looking in, well, I'd say they're looking in the phone book, not so much, maybe they're Googling. But if they know, like, and trust you, and you've got someone you know, like, and trust, that can build that relationship a little bit better. Well, I want to kind of finish off. I want to ask people, so how do they get in touch with Jay Gubert, and as well as SKL and Virtual Tone, if they're interested?
Absolutely. They can find us on the web at www.virtualtone.net. That's www.virtualtone.net. You can reach anyone here, but me in particular. My personal email address is the initial j.gubert, that's G-U-B-E-R-T, at virtualtone.net. Or you can reach out to us direct at 281-756-9800, and we'll be more than happy to speak with you about Virtual Tone and get you a little bit more education about what Virtual Tone can do for you. Also,
excellent.
You can connect with me on all social media by going to GIST, that's G-I-S-T, /J Gubert, that's G-I-S-T, /J Gubert. Connect with me on LinkedIn, connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I look forward to answering any questions or helping anyone that I can on any of those social media matters.
Terrific. Well, we have a caller on the line. Surprise caller. Who would that be?
Hi, this is Eric Stanley.
Hello, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in. I've been listening to the show off and on. I had some calls coming in, so I had to get off. But I've been listening on and on, and I had to call in and say, you know, I'm a customer of Mr. Jay Gubert's, and I wanted to give a testimonial. I think his company is a great company.
Terrific, terrific. And what would you say is this, what is the thing that sets Jay Gubert apart from other companies that you might go to?
Well, you know, I got to step back and tell you a little bit about myself. Being a recovering geek, I actually evaluate IT companies fairly harshly. I don't usually recommend an IT company because usually I can do it myself. I can tell you, I used to work in the voice over IP industry, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about when I talk about the voice over IP capabilities of his merchant phone system. But the reason I got involved with Jay was because I was using a hosting service, and it's not something he advertises, but I was using a hosting service called Server Beach, and they sold out to a company called Pier One, and Pier One's customer service is notoriously bad.
Uh-huh.
And so when their server started crashing, I had to move my clients over to Jay's server. Oh, I had to move them somewhere. And so since I knew Jay from networking, I said, Jay, come on, you got to help me, you know. And he was actually worried about it. He didn't want that to be the problem that caused us to stop being friends. He wasn't like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure, sign up right here. You know, I'm going to sign you up. Yee-haw, you know. He was concerned and wanted to really meet all of my needs before he recommended us using his service. And I'm glad he did because, you know, there's things you got to consider. Anyway, I would say that Jay's service, his servers are rock solid. I've never had a problem with the servers at all. And I can tell you that we've moved two Sugar CRM clients up there. Actually, three. If you count our company, we've moved three Sugar CRM clients up to his server, and everybody says that the CRM works faster on his server. None of them are using Virtual Tone yet, but we're working on that. We're trying to get them in on that. But right now they're using Sugar CRM on his server, and they're loving it. Kudos to, you know, Virtual Tone and Mr. Jay Gubert.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Stanley.
You.
Hey, checks in the mail on that,
yeah.
That one for sure.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Well, Jay, Eric, Jay, thank you for a fantastic show. People can contact me if they want to be on this show by emailing me at rbonino, R-B-O-N-E-N-O, at advocoach.com, or they can go to my website at advocoach.com/rbonino, R-B-O-N-E-N-O. Call me, 281-937-7196. And next week, we're going to have another show, and we're having a guest who is he was the Chamber, the Houston West Chamber of Commerce Volunteer of the Year, a fellow named Chad Galding. It'll be a great show. And I am also going to be hosting a seminar that night at the Chili's in the Carilion Center on Westheimer by the Beltway. That will be at 6 p.m., 6 to about 9 o'clock. It's called Get Your Sales and Profit Machine Re-Energized, Even If You've Been in Business for Several Years. And we're going to talk about the fact that typically owners of small businesses are facing at least one of the three following challenges: their time, because their business is overwhelming their life. Unlike Jay, many of them haven't hired time. Their team, they don't have a good team. They want to hire more people, or they want to get their team motivated to work for them. And three, their money, because they want to get more leads and they want to compel their ideal customer to do business with them rather than their competitors. So invite people to come to our seminar next week. All they have to do is email me or call me, and I will send them their tickets. If you pre-register, I throw in dinner. So you'll get to enjoy a meal, you'll get to relax and have a great presentation, but it's going to be a little interactive because I want you to be involved and I want you to learn something. So I'm going to wrap the show up. Thank you, Tony Gambone, for being our from the Tough Talk Tony Network, and I want Tony to get on for 1 minute and talk about his show that's going to be tomorrow.
Thanks, Roger. Just tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time to the same station. We're running out of time, and great show. Thanks, Jay Gubert and Roger. Great show, guys. We'll see you soon.
Fantastic day.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, live from the Virtual Tone Studios. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a guest, go to www.toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.